Gillingham away, one of those fixtures that I'm sure you're pleased to get out of the way in August.
Well, looking forward to it. First game of the season. You know, I'm sure everyone will be excited about it. We'll have a good travelling. We can go down there. I think previously, maybe you've played Sheffield United, maybe you've played Gillingham midweek. So to be able to do that on a Saturday, that'll be good. So first game's always exciting. You want to get up and running. We know it'll be challenging, but it's a game that we're looking forward to.
Do you look at the fixtures and look at it on a month-by-month basis and perhaps read into things? Or just say, well, look, you know, we're going to have to play them twice anyway.
Well, you have to play everybody. And I've said before, Sun Tzu, the art of war, you know, you always respect the opposition. And, you know, we're planning out the whole campaign this morning. We've got the fixtures. Obviously, we look at the Christmas period as well. We've got two away fixtures there. So we have to sort that one out. We'll probably be in a hotel on Christmas Day. And, you know, then you look at Easter as well. You've got a couple of games close together. Can you maybe move a fixture so it gives you a bit of a breathing space? Obviously, playing there very close when you've got one game. And even over Christmas, you've got Wigan and then Bradford on the Monday, you know, Saturday, Monday. So it's a quick turnaround as we've at this moment in time got at Easter, where we are home to Crewe and then away at Southend. And then obviously you always look at the end of the season and see who you're going to be potentially competing with to get yourself across the line. And, you know, it's a mouth-watering one, if you like, at the end of the season, where a team that I expect to be up there as well with us in Scunthorpe United, you know, we've got them coming to Bramall Lane on the last game of the season.
Well, it's a dream story-wise, isn't it? Sheffield United trying to get promoted, possibly even win the league against one of your former clubs.
Well, that's it. I mean, I've alluded to over the Christmas one, we've got Scunthorpe United and we've got Wigan Athletic both away over the Christmas period there. And, you know, I'm expecting Scunthorpe to do really well this season. You know, they've got a good manager and by the looks of it, the chairman's been investing well with them with the recruitment of players that have been coming in. So they're ambitious. They've got a new stadium on the horizon, so they'll want to try and, you know, get themselves promoted this year. But we should all be ambitious and we should all be striving to get there. And we certainly are this season. You know, we've got a great football club here at Sheffield United. Really excited to be here. And again, it makes it real now with that first game of the season that we talked about with Gillingham away. And then we got Morecambe away in the cup on the Tuesday. So, you know, it's one of them. There's two long trips away for the supporters to go and do on a Saturday and a Tuesday. And we respect that. And we've got to make sure we give them something to be proud of.
It does, though, doesn't it? It brings it into sharp focus, doesn't it? The chatter for the next day or so will be about possibly the long Tuesday nights, Christmas, and then obviously who you've got at the end of the season. But it just makes everything real, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And as I said, we can go and plan now, you know, as the staff we're in. And, you know, we'll plan the full season and see whether there's an opportunity to train hard. There's an opportunity to give the players maybe a little bit of downtime, which is very, very challenging in League One, as we all know, because the games come thick and fast, and we throw in the Johnson's Paint Trophy as well as the Capital One Cup and then the FA Cup. There's a lot of games, so we've got to plan and structure for that. But as I said, they're set in stone more or less now, them games, and we're looking forward to working our way around it.
Just one final point, if I may, while we've got you, and I should have asked this when I saw you face-to-face the other day. You have a player in Diego de Girolamo who's a bit of a fan's favourite, but his contractual situation was sort of up in the air. Do you have an idea as to what's happening with him?
Well, listen, I've spoke with Diego and I've spoke with his agent, and as you rightly said, he's a talented young player. And like all of the players, we've got them in. He'll be on the 29th. And it's, you know, it's an opportunity where we can get him in, have a look at him, speak with him. I do a lot of one-on-ones with the players. Speak with him, get him on the training ground, take him away. As like with all the players, we'll assess what we've got, and then we'll take it from there. And you know, I want people with the right attitude, the right behaviours, and the right ability to do well for Sheffield United.